Welcome to Soul Centers and Legal Compliance. My name is Brian DeCook, and it's the purpose of this session to talk about some of the legal issues related to engaging in ministry and the relationship between your Soul Center and the Christian Leaders Alliance. Every religious society is subject to the laws of the jurisdiction where they engage in ministry. If your ministry is located in the United States, you're in one of the 50 states, and you're in a city or town, and each of those locations is a jurisdiction. There are laws that apply in your town or city. There are laws that apply in your state, and there are federal laws that apply in every state of the United States. And engaging in ministry, or a ministry biz, or a coaching ministry business, as a wedding officiant, any type of credentialed minister service that you engage in, it may fall under the coverage of one or more laws or rules or regulations in those various jurisdictions. And if you're from a country outside of the United States, of course, you're going to have your own set of laws that may or may not impact the operation of your Soul Center. But your Soul Center is subject to the laws of the jurisdiction where you are located. Ministries that operate online are subject to the laws that govern use of the internet, as well as the laws of the jurisdiction where the ministry is physically located. Every jurisdiction maintains its own laws and regulations that address the legal requirements for engaging in ministry in that jurisdiction. For example, a wedding officiant. That's usually, in the United States, that usually comes down to a county rule or regulation or law. So your county clerk's office or some other county office will be able to tell you what the rules are and what you need to do in order to be recognized as an officiant by the state, who can then issue and sign, execute a marriage license and officiate at a wedding. Every county's rules are maybe slightly different from the adjacent county. And counties in some states are different from counties in other states. And so for us to try to say, here's what the rules are to register with your county would be fruitless endeavor. We'd have a very long video, and it would take me a lot of time to research the rules and regulations of every county, of every state in the United States, let alone jurisdictions outside of the United States. But so in order to conduct a wedding, in order to operate your Soul Center, if it's a ministry that falls under a legal requirement, it is your responsibility to be familiar with those laws and rules and comply with them. Now, in some jurisdictions, those requirements are more burdensome than in others. In some counties, using the wedding officiant as an example again, in some counties in the United States, it's very easy to have your credentials at Christian Leaders Alliance recognized and be authorized to conduct a wedding with just usually filling out a form and submitting that form to the county clerk. In other counties, they require additional information and require any number of requirements that they might request to verify your credentials, or to verify that your credentials were issued not just by an online credentialing mill, but by an institution that provides training and credentialing that complies with their requirements. So as a credentialed leader of a Soul Center, it is your responsibility to keep your Soul Center in compliance with the laws, rules, and regulations that apply to your Soul Center. And your recognition as a Soul Center with the Alliance does not create or establish legal good standing for you or your Soul Center. And this is an important point to understand, that your relationship with the Alliance as a credentialed member is is just that. We're recognizing the training that you have completed. You've earned a credential, and we've awarded you that credential. Part of the benefits of being a member of the Alliance now include inclusion of your Soul Center Ministries on the Soul Center Ministry directory site. And so when you register your Soul Center on the soulcenters.org after you complete this course, it tells the world that you have a credential and that you are using that credential in ministry at a Soul Center. It doesn't give you any legal standing, any other than what you already have in your ministry. And so we just want to clarify on one point here that becoming a recognized Soul Center with the Alliance doesn't give you any special legal status in the eyes of the law in your jurisdiction. However, it does provide some benefits that we'll get to later in this presentation. So let's talk about soul centers and the legal formation of your soul center. Whether your soul center is required to register with the government is determined by the activity of your soul center ministry and the laws in your jurisdiction. Those laws can differ from jurisdiction to jurisdiction, from city to city, from county to county, and from state to state, and from country to country, of course. Whatever the requirements are for your soul center, it honors God when we comply with the state's requirements, when those requirements do not contradict the Word of God. So whether your soul center is required to register with the government is determined by what the laws provide in your jurisdictions and the activity of your soul center ministry. Typically, fellowship soul centers, which are the smaller ministries where it is typically informal. There's typically not money changing hands, and offerings being taken. It's usually volunteer ministry. It's not paid at the fellowship level. There rarely would there be a requirement to register such a work with the government. Not saying that that you don't have to worry about that or think about that or do your own research on that, but typically, if I'm doing a prayer group out of my house or a hospitality ministry that we have people over for dinner, or I have a neighborhood Bible study, or I'm mentoring a younger believer and we meet for coffee every week, these are ministry activities that rarely fall under the purview of laws or regulations. But the larger the ministry becomes and the more it takes on the look of an organization, typically then some laws will come into play. And how you form your organization, your ministry organization, your soul center, when it comes to that stage of growth, maybe it's already there, you may already be registered as a church or as a not-for-profit corporation. There are a number of options that ministries have as they grow and how they form and organize. Romans 13, verses 1 and 2 read, "Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves." So the Word of God gives us instruction: comply with the laws of the land and do not resist them. And so when we come to the formation of an entity, whether it's a not-for-profit corporation, whether it's a society, whether it's a limited liability company, if you're doing a ministry business, what must I do for the state to recognize my soul center or my ministry credentials? And then we have to find that out. And that's one of the important areas of compliance as a ministry organization, as a soul center. Do I have to register? Do I have to do anything to comply with legal requirements in my state or local area? Then the formation area is one area that requires some investigation. The second area is that of taxation. If your soul center receives income, how do you report that income? And how you're formed, whatever formation your organization has selected, will determine how that income is taxed and reported. And these are local questions. And in order to obtain the answers to these questions, there are some sources where you can get some help and find out what you may need to do. My first word of encouragement to you is to locate competent and reliable and trustworthy sources to help you answer these questions. Sometimes these sources are professionals like attorneys and accountants. They can be expensive, however, and recognize that in a ministry context, we often can't afford those to pay for those services. But you might also reach out to someone that you know is competent, that you know is reliable, excuse me, and I'll call them. Tell them what you're doing. Hey, I'm forming a ministry organization. I'm just starting out. I just want to make sure I do things right. And I'm looking for somebody that will grow with me, help me, keep me out of trouble, and do things right. But I don't have a lot of money right now. Could you give me a half hour of your time to answer my questions and help me get started? And will you be my counselor? Will you be my accountant? Will you be my attorney? There are other reliable sources if you can't locate a professional who's willing to help you. And that would be other experienced people in ministry who may know what you need to do. They've walked the path before you, and they're familiar with the laws of the jurisdiction where you're located. But whatever sources you can locate to help you get some direction, maybe they can direct you to where the regulations are so that you can research them yourself. Or they can point you to the professional help that they use. But whatever your opportunities are, you just want to make sure you're in compliance in how you're formed as an organization and how you are handling your financial resources. And let's talk about our relationship as Soul Centers and the Christian Leaders Alliance. And as credentialed members, what is our relationship? As you meet people to discuss these legal issues related to your Soul Center, they'll want to know about your relationship with the Alliance. And this is that's a normal question. It's a good question because you're credentialed through the Alliance and your Soul Center will be registered through the Alliance. But what that relationship does not do is create a legally binding business or ministry relationship between you and the Alliance. It's merely we've awarded the credentials, we're registering your site. But there's no legal relationship that gives us as the Alliance any right to control your ministry or control what you're doing or tell you how to run your ministry. We're not in partnership in ministry in that respect. And no agency relationship exists. We can't do anything to bind your ministry legally to any obligation, just as you are not in a relationship with us where you could bind the Alliance by any of your actions in your ministry. We're a credentialing organization that is providing an opportunity for your Soul Center to be registered and listed in the directory along with the Soul Centers of other credentialed ministers. So within the context of those legal requirements, you're responsible for any legal requirements of forming and operating your soul center in accordance with the local, state, and national laws where you live. The approval of your registration request for the soulcenters.org directory means only that your request satisfies the requirements to be listed in the directory. Our relationship with you as an Alliance member is limited to issuing your credentials, recognizing them, hosting the CLA and Soul Center directories on our websites, and providing other CLA membership benefits to you and the other CLA members. That language is taken right from the terms and conditions of the soulcenters.org website. And so it's your responsibility to observe the local laws where you live, in the state and the country where you live, and operate your ministry. And the recognition of your soul center doesn't change your legal status in terms of the law and the recognition of the law. Now, there's another requirement in our terms and conditions I want to mention to you right now, and that is that there's no joint venture, partnership, employment, or agency relationship that exists between you or any of the other CLA Soul Center ministries, and that we have no right, CLA has no right, and you have no right to exercise authority, supervision, or control of the other. We have no power or authority to supervise or control your ministry, and you have none to supervise or control the Alliance. We do have the good standing requirements for your credentials to remain in force. And so in the event that any CLA member fails to remain a member in good standing, we can withdraw those credentials, we can suspend them, we can remove a listing from the Soul Center in the event of non-compliance, and that's also spelled out in the terms and conditions. If you haven't read the terms and conditions, I would encourage you to do so. They're pretty straightforward, and I don't think there are any surprises there, but there may be some things like legal compliance that you may not be thinking about in your ministry operations. So what are the benefits of registering your soul center? I've been talking about a lot of burdens here in terms of legal compliance, tax compliance, and things maybe that give you some concern, but there are benefits of registering your soul center. And there's also benefits in complying with the law. It gives you peace of mind. Peace of mind that you're doing things the right way, that you aren't going to find the government at your door. And in these days of where governments are increasingly more suspect of not-for-profits and of Christian ministries in particular, we don't want to give the state a reason to think that we are anything but law-abiding citizens, and our compliance with the law is a testimony of who we are as followers of Jesus Christ. And so long as those laws are not requiring us to live in an unbiblical way or do unbiblical things, we abide by those laws. So the benefits of registering your soul center, peace of mind. Benefits of legal compliance, peace of mind. Benefits of taxation compliance, peace of mind. And there's a relationship that's formed when you register your soul center. And it's a relationship that tells the world that you are a credentialed member of the Christian Leaders Alliance. You're trained. It tells the world that you're a credentialed leader of a soul center, that you're a leader, that you're leading a ministry, that you're engaged in ministry, and that you have that training that supports that work. You've prepared for this work. And it also says to the world that you're one of many other soul centers, that you're aligned with the Christian leader's statement of faith, that you're aligned with these other soul centers in terms of your credentialing background, that you've all experienced training at the institute or the college, and you're now engaged in ministry, and you're in alignment with our statement of faith, and that the Lord is at work in your soul center and in these other soul centers that are registered, and that you're part of a movement, part of a revival movement that the Lord is engaged in around the world. And so I trust that I haven't created too many more questions for you, things that you weren't thinking of before you sat down to watch this video. But there is great benefit to being well organized as a ministry, whether you are small or large. Make good habits when you start out small, and those habits will carry through as you grow, and the Lord will bless the work and establish the work of your hands for His glory. God bless you. And if at any time you have questions regarding formation issues and tax issues, again, I encourage you to find local counsel and assistance. And if you need, if you have questions that we can try to help you, reach out to us here at the Alliance. But we can't give legal advice, and we don't know the laws in every jurisdiction. So we're somewhat limited in the help that we can provide, but whatever help we can provide, we're here for you. God bless you, and we'll be praying for you.